This information made the Count's friends wonder more, so the Count called the boy into the room. "My boy," he said, "you have done a piece of work of which the greatest artists would be proud. What is your name, and who is your teacher?"
"My name is Antonio Canova, and I have had no teacher, but my grandfather, the stonecutter."
All the guests came to stand around Antonio. There were famous artists among them, and they knew that the boy was a prodigy. When they sat down at the grand table, nothing pleased them more than talking to Antonio, and the dinner became a party in his honour. The very next day, the Count sent for Antonio to live with him. The best artists in the land taught him to sculpt, and he learned how to carve in marble. In a few years, Antonio Canova became known as one of the greatest sculptors in the world.